Hello, my darling listeners. Welcome to part three of Threats. For those of you who are new here, welcome. I put up a post on my profile asking for you beautiful people to send me the most horrific threats, and you all ate and left no crumbs. I've got so many to record, so it's ended up as a mini-series. And I am reading and reacting to them, and it's been a hell of a lot of fun so far. So, yeah, thank you so much. This one is, I think, the most brutal so far. What have we got in here? We've got beating. We've got name calling, degradation, rape, but that's a given at this point. And pissing as well. So, oh, and I think choking too. So if you can't hear about any of that right now, that's absolutely fine. Please close this, look after yourself, and I will see you in another audio. But for now, let's dive right in. You're not careful. When I knock, you open the door as if I'm just another Amazon driver or something. I'm standing right up against the front door of your home already. So all I have to do is raise my hand to grab your throat. I shove you backwards into the house, kick the door shut behind us, and slam you into the wall. You try to fight. I hold your throat tighter and slap you with my free hand, smacking your face from side to side, smacking your tits instead when you try to shield it. When you stop resisting and simply cower, I order you to drop your pants and slap you some more until you do. When you do it, I call you a fucking whore. I let go of your neck and grab your hair instead, twisting my hand in it and yanking to pull you along. I drag you, stumbling from the clothes caught round your legs, into your kitchen. I force you over the counter, face pushed painfully against it. I beat your ass with my hand. I call you slut, whore, dirty cunt, worthless, wet, rape meat. When I stop, you might think for a second I might be done, until I unbuckle my belt and pull it out of my trousers. Maybe you want to get away from what's coming. I grab you, throw you hard onto the floor, then pin you face down, kneeling astride your back, facing your feet. The belt leaves angry stripes on your thighs and your already red ass. When I'm really done beating you, I drag you up by the hair, put you back on the counter. I touch your cunt. We both know how wet that's going to be. I call you names again for liking it. I unzip. I slide the head of my cock back and forth through your wetness. But don't get any ideas. I'm lubricating that for my comfort when I rip your ass apart, I tell you. Perhaps you'll try a little struggle again. Or perhaps you're already all thought out. Either way, I push you down hard, take a good grip on your hair, and plant the head of my cock firmly against your asshole. My first thrust is as hard and deep as I can make it. And then I pull you back and do it again. And a third time. Cunt, I snarl with each thrust. Cunt, cunt. After I settle into more of a rhythm for fucking, yanking on your hair and choking you to remind you that it's only supposed to be fun for me, I fuck you and I come deep in your ass. And then I pull out my still half-stiff cock, turn you around and shove you to your knees. Slap hard across your face, first with my hand and then back and forth with my cock. And then shove it in your mouth. I fuck your face. I want to hear you choking on it, fresh from your filthiest hole. Sometimes I take it out and you can breathe freely for a few seconds. I'm not doing that so you can breathe. I'm smacking your face back and forth some more. I shove hard into your face, into the back of your mouth and down your throat. And I fuck until I come again. And then I drag you by the hair again, messy and limp on your hands and knees, around your house until I find your bathroom, throw you under the shower. After sex, I need to piss, and that's going on you, on your tits, on your face, in your hair, in your sobbing whore mouth. And when I finish pissing over you and shaking the drops on you, I zip myself up. I bet you want to stay there and touch your filthy wet fuckhole, I say. Well, go on. Maybe you say no, and I have to threaten you to make you start. Or maybe you just do it. I fetch my belt and thread it back into my trousers, watching. You can come when I'm gone, I tell you. And then I leave. My head right now, I'm gonna struggle to form some sentences. First of all, I'm never ever answering the door again. I'm gonna be hiding every time someone knocks at my door. Oh my gosh. Great, new fear unlocked. Thank you so much. That is a new fear, because I associate home with, and I did say this a bit in my last audio, I'm an introvert, so being alone in the safety of my house and away from the plague that is humanity, sorry, that's very deep, but it's like my safe space, my comfortable place, my happy place, and like to be violated. And to have that, I mean, it's just so intrusive, isn't it? It's just sickening. It's fucked. And I love it. I love the contrast of this situation. Like, how humiliating as well to be raped in your own house. Like, somewhere that's meant to keep you safe and secure and... Oh my gosh, yeah. Love this whole scenario. Thank you for writing this. Something that I love about this is the tiny, tiny details you've included to make it realistic. And I love it. So you've got, you say, I kick the door shut behind us and slam you into the wall. Like, just the little details make it so much more realistic, and it sounds like you've thought it out, and that to me is so, ever so sexy. There's so, so much beauty in this. The name calling, oh my gosh, like how freaking humiliating to have all of this done to you in your own, to be called all those things. The only thing is that when I was reading this, I couldn't help but think, yeah, this is my dream. Like, I was like, yeah, this is so sexy and a beautiful scenario, and just... there was so many things. Also, the fact that it's anal is an absolute win for me. I love anal. So, yeah. Oh my gosh. And just, sorry, I'm just like scanning my eyes over it again now. It's just... It's just so humiliating. It's so humiliating how wet this made my pussy. Like, I... like, how... Oh, my gosh. It's just... It's just so beautiful. Wait, you say... Maybe you say no and I have to threaten you to make you start. I feel like I'd be such a quivering, scared, frightened mess that I would probably just do anything you say just to get you to leave me alone. I think this is quite as probably quite scary and vulnerable thing to share, but something I've been exploring in my mind recently is when I do feel helpless, when I do feel vulnerable, I really do try and change the situation. Like, I really will just tell people they're great to get them to leave me alone. I really will do what they say. Even if I disagree with it, I will almost tell my mind, no, you have to agree with it, you have to do this. So I'd love to know how I'd react in this situation, because I'm feeling major fawning. Like, if you've raped me and anally raped me and then tell me to do something, I can't see a way that I'm not gonna do that thing. And I have this need, like, if someone's hurting me, I'm just so fucked. I want to, like, love them back. I want to love on them back. I want to, like... And I do this in everyday situations as well. Like, if someone isn't that nice to me, I will be super nice to them. Like, I will... Because I... It's almost maternal. Like, I feel this instinct of this person's hurting and that's why they're hurting me. So I'm going to do everything in my power to make them feel like a god or a goddess. I'm going to do everything to worship them and make them feel good about themselves. I'm going to change the world. Like, I, that was so deep. But yeah. I love pleasing, and for some reason, I get even more pleasure out of pleasing people who hurt me. I love to worship them and make them feel good. So I think we would have a hell of a lot of fun in this situation. Whew. Okay. That got really deep. I hope you enjoyed my little ramblings about this beautiful piece that you have very clearly put a lot of effort into, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate that. Just absolutely spine chilling. So thank you so, so much for this, and I will see you in the next one. Thank you so much.